Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning for your goodness and for your mercy. Can I get amen on that? We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. And we thank you for your thoughts towards us are always for good, for peace, and not for evil. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, as always, we know the entrance of your word brings light. Hallelujah. And let that light, that eternal life, that light, let it come in our hearts this morning, illuminating our minds in the mighty name of Jesus. And glorify yourself, Lord, in the message of the Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, today, by the special grace and the mercy of God, I am going to preach the anointing of total lifting. Amen. That's total lifting. Now, the message about a couple of months ago that the Lord gave, you know, the anointing of increase, I believe that that was a precursor to this message right here. And I believe the Lord, you know, blessed a lot of people. Let me see, show hands of how many people have been blessed since the anointing of increase. Praise God. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Put your hands together like people that are thankful to the Lord. Amen. Now, you get a chance. Some people didn't get a chance to give their testimony yet. There have been so many testimonies coming. There will be a chance, a testimony service, praise and worship service next week. So you'll get a chance for that. You know, but, you know, what the Lord wants to do, and of course, you know, those of you that received that message, you've been blessed. And what the Lord wants to do, of course, is elevate you higher. Amen? That's right. That's what he wants to do. You know, some of you did receive that word for your financial, you know, blessings and deliverance from all kinds of, you know, in this situation where, you know, there is economic strangulation all around the world. Yet God is blessing his people. Hallelujah! You know, but in this message, God wants to do something for you that will cover every area and every aspect of your life. Amen, somebody. Now, if I say anything at any time, don't let the cameras bother you. If I say anything at any time, you know, that makes you glad, you're filled to shout. Amen? Amen? Praise God. So let me try that again. God's going to do something, you know, for you in every aspect of your life today. Amen? That's right. That's more like it. Praise God. Now, I'm going to start here in Ezekiel chapter 47. If you want to turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, that's where I'm going to start today in chapter 47. Now, of course, you know, at the end of this message, we're going to minister, you know, the mercy and the grace of God, you know, to bring to pass the word that will be preached here this morning. Ezekiel chapter 47. Afterwards, starting at verse 1, he brought me again unto the door of the house. And behold, the waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under the from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then he brought me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me the way without, you know, to the outer gate and so forth. And I looked eastward, and behold, there ran out waters to the right side. And so there's these waters that are issuing out, you know. Remember, he said, you know, it's issuing out, you know, from the side of the house. It's issuing out, you know, from the altar. The waters are issuing out. But let's take a look at what happened to these waters. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. Now, the waters were to the ankles. I'm reading verse 3. So let's take a look at the progression of these waters. After the first 1,000 cubits that he measured, The waters were to the ankles. Verse 4. And he measured again 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. So that's the next level. Amen? Amen, people? Again he measured 1,000 and he brought me through, and the waters were to the loins. So you can see how this is progressing. Afterward he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen. It was the waters to swim in, and that could not be passed over. Amen. Praise God. Now, what God wants to do for you today, you know, of course, he gave you the earnest, you know, in that anointing of increase. But what he wants to do today is going to be more like, a deluge. Amen, somebody. Well, of course, only to those that believe it. It's going to be more like an overflowing and like an avalanche of his blessings in your life. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And it's going to cover every sphere of your life. So we see that, you know, the anointing of increase message was like the waters to the ankles. You know, but God said, you know, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. And so no matter which level, no matter whether your waters are just to the ankles, you know, they can rise to the knees. Amen? And if they are to the knees, they can rise to the loins. And if they are at the loins, they can rise to up to your neck and become a river that you can't even pass through. You got to swim in it. Amen? You are all completely overwhelmed by the blessings of God and by the anointing of God. Praise God. And I'm going to touch on some things and some areas and some various things in our lives, and also the spiritual aspect, you know, so that our lives can be, you know, exactly where God wants us to be. Now, no matter where we are, and some people are still standing at the brink of the water. They haven't even stepped in yet. You know, they're standing in and they're just looking. Well, you know, unless you step in, you want to experience this that I'm talking about here this morning. Praise God. Of course, when God says something, when God gives the word, you've got to do what he says in order for that word to prosper in you. And in order for you to prosper by that word. If you don't do what God says, you know, you're not going to be blessed by the word. Praise God. And of course, a lot of people did what God said in that anointing of increase message. And we've heard tremendous testimonies and so forth. You know, but listen to this today. What God is going to do. Taking us through the waters. Not just from the ankles. You know, but the waters begin to rise to the knees. They begin to rise to the loins. They begin to rise up until, you know, it's almost, you know, something that, you know, you just can't even walk through it. You know, you're going to have to swim. You know, God is wonderful. Praise God. You know, now, a lot of believers are not in their right place. There are many chains. That's why I love that song. And I actually requested they sing that song today. There are many chains that are holding people back from where they really need to be. There are chains that are holding you back in your life. You know, because Jesus hung upon the cross. And he said, it is finished. You know, but, you know, we see that we haven't actually gotten, you know, anything at all, you know, that God purchased for us. He has purchased for us the redemption, total redemption for our body, for our soul, and our spirit. But many times we're still lacking. You know, and most of the time, the enemy is holding us back with gates and bars and chains and various things. You know, and it's kind of like the Bible calls, you know, when he was dealing with the children of Israel, he was like the Assyrian who was always, you know, their tormentor. First time they were in Egypt and all of that and so forth. You know, and God had many things to say, and he likened, you know, the Assyrian, their tormentors, you know. And we can look at that likens to what we face today, you know, the enemy, the power of Satan and so forth, holding the people of God back. Now listen to this. In Isaiah chapter 14, and I'm going to give some scriptures, because I want you to see, you know, that the word that I preach today is the word of the Lord. And not just, some speech that I made up. So I'm going to show you some scriptures, you know, and then we're going to pray. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, I want you to listen to these verses. I'm going to read from verse 24. And God will begin to show how he's going to deal with, you know, any setbacks, any put downs, any holding back that the enemy has held his people back. Now listen to this. Isaiah 14 and verse 24. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. Amen? Amen. Everything that God has thought about you, Jeremiah 29:11. My thoughts towards you are of peace and for good all the time and not for evil. As I have thought, saith the Lord, surely it shall come to pass. And as I have proposed, so shall it stand. That I will break the Assyrian. Hallelujah, somebody. I am going to break that Assyrian in my land. You know, that's the old devil that has been putting down the people of God, that has held you back. God said, I'm going to break him. Hallelujah. That's right. And I am going to break him upon my mountain. Ah, my goodness. And he said, look, I'm going to tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke and all his chains depart from off them. Amen. You know, and the burden shall depart from off their shoulders. Amen. Now, this is the purpose that is proposed upon the whole earth. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. And that's God's purpose. And he's going to do it. And this is the hand that is stretched out, you know, upon the nations. For the Lord of hosts have proposed, and who shall disannul it? Is there anybody that is strong enough to disannul the purpose of God? Hello? No, there is nobody. Hallelujah. His hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? And now will God arise on behalf of his elect. Hallelujah. And he will say, it is enough. Let my people go. Amen. But before he does that, the people must cry out to him for his mercy. As long as they were in Egypt, and they were in bondage, and they didn't cry out to the Lord saw their affliction, but he didn't do too much about it, because, you know, they didn't cry out to the Lord, you know. But finally, when they began to cry out by reason of their afflictions, then God said, I have seen their troubles, but now I have heard their cry. So now I'm ready to go down and deliver them. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And every time you cry out for God's mercy, I just love the Lord. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. He will never turn down the prayer for mercy. Amen. Yes, Isaiah 10 and verse 27. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke. And that is the anointing that will be delivered here this morning by the grace of God. And it shall come to pass in that day, as it is this day. Amen. That the burden of the Assyrian shall be taken away from thy shoulder, and his yoke shall be broken from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. It is let me make this very clear. The only thing that destroys the yoke, the only thing that heals people, the only thing that delivers people, the only thing that breaks the chain is the presence of the Lord. And it is the anointing of God. It's not some fancy speech. You know, it's not some drama up here in the stage. You know, it is the anointing and the presence of the Lord. That is what breaks the yoke, and that is what breaks the, you know, the chains from off of the people. Amen. You know, and I prayed, I sought the Lord about this, you know, all week long. And the last couple of nights I couldn't sleep, and I just stayed up, I prayed, you know, I said, Lord, you know, let your anointing and let your presence, you know, break the yoke and break every chain that's holding your people back. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Well, I know that God hears me when I pray. Amen. Well, I love him for that. Praise God. If you know that God hears you when you pray, say, thank you, Jesus. God hears me when I pray. Listen to this in Isaiah chapter 44. You know, I'm going to read you some of these verses, you know, to let you hear what God has to say about situations where the devil is holding you back. Let's start from verse 24. Hallelujah. In fact, I'll start at verse 23. Sing, O heavens. This is Isaiah 44. For the Lord has done it. Amen. If I sing, O ye elect, For the Lord has done it. Break forth into singing, ye children of the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord has redeemed his people. Amen. That's the way I like to read that verse. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, even he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things. Hallelujah. That stretched forth the heavens alone, and that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. You know, many times God has to remind the people about these things. He doesn't need to be reminding us, but we forget, you know, that one word from him is what put all this whole universe in place. Till this day, he said, let there be light, and let there be like this, and it is like that, till this day. And sometimes people forget, so God has to constantly remind them. Now let me tell you that I am the one that put the heavens out by myself. I am the one that spread out all these things that you see. I did it by myself. That's the introduction that God wants me to give of him to you today. Let me remind you that he's the one that does all these things. And there is nothing great that will happen upon this earth except by the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because Nebuchadnezzar, he found that out. You know, he thought, well, gee, you know, my glory, the majesty of my excellence has built this kingdom. And God said, no, I'm going to put you down and let you think about it for 7 years. Hallelujah, somebody. Finally, he thought about it and he said, now I know that God rules in the affairs of men. And he does whatever he wills in the armies of heaven and upon the earth. And no one can stay his hand. Neither can anyone say to him, what doest thou? He found it out. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now listen to what he said. After he introduced himself, he said, look, I'm the one that did all those things. Now let me tell you what I'm going to do in your life. I'm the one that put the heavens out by myself. I'm the one that put the earth out by myself. I'm the one that told the moon to stand over there. I'm the one that told the sun to stand over there. And they did till this day. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you what I'm going to do in your life. I am going to frustrate the tokens of the liars. Hallelujah. That's Isaiah 44 and verse 25. I am the Lord that frustrated the tokens of the liars, that make a diviners to be crazy and mad. They cannot divine your life. Hallelujah. And I even turn wise men backwards. And I make their knowledge to be foolish. I, the Lord, do all these things. And above all, I also confirm the word of my servant. And I, you know, perform the counsel of my messengers. My goodness. And listen to this. Thou shalt be inhabited in the cities of Judah and all that. You know, but listen to the last phrase. And I will raise up. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the total lifting that we're talking about this morning. I will raise up the decayed places thereof. There are places that are decayed in your life that God wants to raise up. Hallelujah. That he might be glorified. God is not glorified in your sickness. But God is glorified when you are, when you receive deliverance through the power of Jesus. Amen. Amen, somebody. In the book of John chapter 9, one man was born 40 years blind. And finally they asked Jesus, they said, you know, was it this man's sins? You know, the religious folks, they always like to think they are better than everybody else. Look at this man, you know, of course he was blind, you know, from, you know, it must have been his parents that sinned, must have been his own sin, and so forth. And Jesus said, no. One of the hardest statements that, you know, that I see in that Bible is what Jesus said in that chapter. He said, no, neither the man's sins nor yet this man, you know, put his blindness on him. But that the glory of God might be revealed. Not in his sickness, but in the day that Jesus arrived upon the scene. Hallelujah. The day that Jesus arrived upon the scene, the name of the Lord was glorified because instantly he healed that man. Hallelujah. And I don't know what your situation, what things have held you back. You know, that man, he was 40 years. Another man, you know, he was 38 years that waited for the stirring of the pool to get in there. You know, whatever the number of years that you have waited, Today is a day of deliverance. Can I get an amen? Now listen to this. Isaiah 42 and verse 16. Praise God. And I will bring the blind by a way that they know not. I will lead them in the paths that they have yet not known. I'm going to make even the darkness to be light. Oh my goodness, before them. You know, when God begins to turn darkness into light all around you. Hallelujah. When he begins to make the crooked things straight. He said, I will make crooked things straight. These things I will do unto them, and I will not forsake them. And I will do these things for my own name's sake. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah 43. Let me read this quickly. These promises and this spoken word to you, you know, before we declare some other things. Isaiah 43 and verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing in your life. And now it shall spring forth, and shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, and I will make rivers in the desert. So right here in the wilderness of Phoenix, Arizona, God says, I will make a way. Hallelujah. Never mind what the news says. Amen. Amen, somebody. You know, some of you read the news all the time. You know, you read it, you watch the news. You know, you hear all those accounts. You believe all those things they say in there and all that, you know, and so forth. But those are all negative things that they are always saying. Let me read this to you in 1 John, you know, chapter 5. And let me read this to you in verse 9. And see what the Lord has to say about that. 1 John chapter 5, verse 9. If we receive the weakness of men, like you watch the news, that's the weakness of men, eyewitness news or whatever, you're not there. You know, they tell you things that are happening in Florida, you're not there, but you believe it anyhow. You know? Amen? They tell you things that are happening around the world, you're not there, but you believe it anyhow. You know, you pick up the newspaper, they tell you all the things that are going on around the world, things are happening in China, things are happening in England, and so forth. You're not there, but you believe it anyhow. You know, if you receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. And I want to tell every one of you that have ever looked at a television news article or any read any newspaper article and believed it, I challenge you here this morning to believe the witness of God. And this is the witness of God this morning, that I will break the Assyrian in your life. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap for that if you believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to this in Isaiah chapter 40. And I'm going to read verses 4 and 5. Isaiah 40, verses 4 and 5. Every valley in your life shall be exalted. And I get amen on that. Hallelujah. All the low ebbs in your life, every valley shall be exalted. And every mountain and every hill and every obstacle that the enemy has put in front of you shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight. And the rough places shall be made smooth. And the bitter waters shall be made sweet. Hallelujah, somebody. That's right. That's what God will do for you here this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen to this in Psalms 40. The book of Psalms, chapter 40. And let me read verse 1. Now, sometimes we have to do like the psalmist here. You have to wait patiently for the Lord. And many of you have been waiting also. But today is the day of salvation, saith the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me also out of a horrible pit. That is the lifting that we are talking about this morning. God is going to bring you out of the horrible pit. Amen, somebody. God is going to bring you out of the miry clay. And God is going to set your feet on a rock. Hallelujah. And then he's going to establish your goings.
and he's going to put a new song in your mouth. He will praise unto our God. Hallelujah. Many shall see it. The enemies of the cross, they will see it. They will see the glory of God in your life. Oh yeah, and people, you know, will see it, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh Jehovah his trust, and that respected not the proud. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now these are the things that God will do for you today. Amen. God has a way of lifting people up. Listen to Psalm 113, starting at verse 7. He said, the Lord, you know, he takes even the beggars out of the dunghills. Amen, somebody. That's right. This is Psalm 113 and verse 7. He raised the poor out of the dust. We're talking about the anointing of total lifting that God's going to put on your life today. He has actually put it there before, but he's just going to remove the veil. Amen. Praise God. You know, but listen to what he does. He lifted the needy also out of the dunghill, that he may set him with the princes, even with the princes of his people. Amen. Ah, listen to this, even for barren women. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen to Psalm 68 and verse 3. You know, the Lord is good, isn't he? Is the Lord good unto you? Praise God. The psalmist said, I rejoice at hearing the word of the Lord, like somebody that, you know, found great spoil. Oh my. Rejoice at the sound of the word of God. Psalm 68 and verse 3. Let the righteous be glad, and let them rejoice before God. Let them be exceedingly rejoicing all the time. Sing unto God, sing praises unto his name. Extol him that rideth in the heavens by his name, Jah. Oh, and rejoice before him. Hallelujah. He's a father to the fatherless. My goodness. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those that are bound with chains. And he's going to break the chains here this morning. Can I get amen on that? That's right. Praise God. Why did I read this scripture for us to rejoice? Well, because in the book of Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas, after preaching the word of God and demonstrating the power of God, people didn't like to hear it. The devil got stirred up and threw them in jail. And they gave commandment to the jailkeeper and said, look, you know, don't let these men escape. So he put them in the, you know, in the hole, so to speak. He threw them in the back, you know, the most secure part of the building. He threw them in there. But the Bible says, but at midnight, and he fastened their legs with chains and everything like that. But at midnight, hallelujah, Paul and Silas began to pray and began to sing praises. They began to sing praises. And even the prisoners heard them. Amen, somebody. Turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 16. And let's see how the Lord broke the chains through the praises of these people. Praise God. Verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. They didn't mind the chains. They didn't care about the chains. They sang praises to the Lord. And suddenly, hallelujah, there was a great earthquake. So that the foundation of the prisons were shaken. And immediately, that's the power of God. Immediately, all the doors, hallelujah, were opened. And everyone's chains, bands, that means chains, everyone's chains were loose. Because two people dared to praise the Lord. In the midst of conflict, in the midst of adversity, in the midnight, you know, when they should have been saying, Lord, where, you know, why did you let this happen to me? After all, we are serving you and so forth. Why did you let me be in here and so forth like that? You know, they didn't mind anything about that. They praised the name of the Lord. They praised the glory and the beauty of holiness. And the next thing you know, God stood up. Hallelujah. So I can hear some praises. Let me check it out over here. So he came out, and every time he checks himself, there's thunders, there's earthquakes, there's lightnings, and they're shaking. Praise God. Hallelujah. And immediately, the chains were loosed through praises. Praise God. We're going to do some of that here this morning before we close. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The verse of scripture that was read today will fit right into this message. In Romans chapter 4, verse 17, it says, God calls the things that are not as though they already are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh my. Can you call the things that are not as though they are? Yes. And by the grace of God, we will do that here this morning. And I stood before the Lord all weekend, Lord, and I said, Lord, bring forth those things that are not, that should have been in the lives of the people. Yes. Things that you ordained from the beginning. Yes. That the enemy through chains, of course, sometimes through our own disobedience and non-yieldedness. But nonetheless, let me tell you something too. You know, and this is the truth before the Lord. I prayed just about all night long, Saturday and, you know, Friday night and Saturday night. And I said, Lord, especially last night, I said, Lord, never mind that the people haven't done this or haven't done that. You know, just have mercy. Hallelujah, somebody. I said, Lord, and the Lord, he assured me of his mercy in here this morning. Amen, somebody. So what God's going to do for you this morning is going to be absolutely because of his own mercy. Amen. It's not because of anything that you did or didn't do, but it's going to be because of the mercy of the Lord. Praise God. Because I prayed and I said, Lord, and I was reading, I saw where Abraham, he stood and negotiated with the Lord when God was going to go over and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And he said, well, Lord, well, be it far from the judge of the whole earth. And I could see Abraham talking to the Lord like this. Be he far from the judge of the whole earth that he should destroy the righteous with the wicked. If you find only 50 people in there, will you spare them? And God said, yeah, I'll do it. Now, and they say, well, what if there's only 5 of them short of the 50? Will you do it? God said, I'll do it for 45. He said, okay, hold on now, Lord. What about 40? And God said, I'll do it. He said, hold on now, Lord. What about 35? And so on and so forth. Finally, he got down to 10. And God said, well, that's it. So he walked up. You know, Abraham might have continued. He might have wearied the Lord out with all those, you know, those prayers. But he stood right before the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. Bible said the two angels went off, you know, to go and check out Sodom and Gomorrah. But Abraham stood before the Lord. He stood right there. You know, and he made his petition. Hallelujah. And God said, okay, fine. So, you know, well, God didn't find 10 people there. So he was going to destroy them. But because of Abraham, God would save Lot and his household. Amen. And when it was time to save them, the Bible said when they were even lingering, the angel took them by the hand and threw them out of the city because of his mercy. Amen. Because they were even dragging their feet. When the angel said, get out of here, I'm going to destroy this place. They were dragging their feet. But, you know, but the angel of the Lord, because of Abraham, said, look, I'm going to get you out of here, even though you are dragging your feet. How many of you can say amen? You know, and I prayed and I said, Lord, you know, I don't know whatever it is that people did or didn't do, but Jesus hung upon the cross. Hallelujah. And I pray, Lord, I say, Lord, hear me tonight for the people of God. And let your mercy bring a total lifting in their lives tomorrow. Hallelujah. And God said, you know, God said that, yes. But let the people praise me. Amen. Amen, amen, somebody. Amen. Oh, yeah. That's what he said. He said, yeah, but let the people praise me. Let the people praise me. Praise God. Amen. So I'm going to invite you in a few minutes to do just that. Say, let the people praise me. Let me read this to you as I begin to close this segment. In the book of Job, chapter 22. And here is the secret of what God does. You know, in all of these things, you know, how he brings about a lifting up in your life. when even other people are cast down. It's right here in this chapter of Job chapter 22, starting at verse 21. He says, acquaint now thyself with the Lord. That's right. You must draw closer to God. You know, most people don't draw close to God at all. You know, they're running helter-skelter every single way that they know. They're running, you know, elsewhere but the Lord. But God wants you to draw closer to Him. Amen? And He said, thereby good shall come unto thee. Hallelujah. That's right. The good that we are talking about this morning will not only come unto thee, but it will remain upon you when you draw close to God and stay in His presence. Hallelujah. Praise God. Receive, I pray you, instruction and the law from His mouth, and lay up the words in your heart. Now, if thou return to the Almighty here this morning, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt be raised up. And we sang a song here this morning, say, you raise me up, Lord, to stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. Hallelujah. I am strong, Lord, but I am free when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Hallelujah. And I prayed, I said, Lord, raise up the people of God to more than they can think, to more than they can imagine. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Thou shalt lay up, look, listen to this. If thou return, verse 23, to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. You'll be built up, you'll be raised up, and you shall put away iniquity from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold. Hallelujah. As the dust. Yea, the Almighty shall be your defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Can you say amen to that? If you draw close to the Lord, that's how He's going to do it. You know. For then shalt thou have delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto Him, and He shall hear thee. Amen? Amen, people? The Lord will hear you this morning. But you must also remember to pay your vows. You know, some people say, Lord, if you do this, I'll do that. And if you do the other thing, then I'll do this thing too. Well, and then the Lord does all those things, and then they don't. They forget. Well, the Lord is not pleased with that. Now, listen to this. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, especially when the light of God is shining upon your ways. Amen. The light of God shall shine upon your ways. Amen. And then when men are cast down, thou shalt say unto them, there is a lifting up. And what God wants to do in your life is an overflowing. It's running over, not just barely enough. He wants you, He called Abraham and said, I have called you to be a blessing. God will bless you so that you can be a blessing. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, you have anointed my head with oil. My cup is running over even to others around me. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Oh, running over. Hallelujah. You will say to people that are cast down that there is lifting up, and God is going to save the humble persons in here this morning. Let me tell you a story in the life of Abraham. In the book of Genesis, chapter 12. Let me read to you here what God said to Abraham, and then I'm going to show you something else too. In the book of Genesis, chapter 12, God said to Abraham, the Lord that appeared to Abraham, this was before He asked him to change his name, get thee out of the land, thy country, and so forth, you know, for thy father's house, and to the land that I will show thee. Now listen to verse 2, is where I'm going. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse him that curseth you. You don't need to do anything. God's going to take care of that. Amen. Praise God. And He said, look, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. One man, just one man, that found favor in His sight. Look at all the things He did. And now, I want you to compare Genesis 12 verse 2 that we just read. I want you to compare that to Genesis chapter 11. In Genesis chapter 11, this is man's attempt to make a name for themselves. In Genesis chapter 11, they said to one another, go to now. This is the Tower of Babel, verse 4. Let us build a city and a tower, and so forth like that, that will reach to heaven, and let us make a name for ourselves. You know, this is man's attempt to make a name for themselves. You know, but God scattered them, because there will be no great thing upon the earth except by God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. But look at what God turned around and said, forget all those people. He picked a man. He picked Abraham and said, I will make you a name. See, those people said, we'll make ourselves a name. God scattered them and confused their language, and they became nothing. But God turned around to Abraham and said, I will be the one that will make your name to be great. Hallelujah, somebody. If you can only get that, that is so deep. Because look, you could strive for all of this greatness and so forth. It means nothing to God. You find the book of Luke, chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, we are told that the things that are highly esteemed among men, they are an abomination to God. Abomination. God doesn't care about the fame and all of these things that people are doing. They're an abomination before Him. Only the person that God makes great will be great. But God said to Abraham, I will make your name great. It's not something that you have to do. I will be the one that will do it. Because if anybody is going to be great upon the earth, I, the Lord, will be the one that will make him great. Give the Lord a hand clap, everybody. Hallelujah. Nobody can be great upon the earth. Now this is God's covenant of blessing. Except God puts that blessing upon you. This is God's covenant of blessing. God said, I will make your name great. And I will put a blessing upon you. It's an anointing, a blessing. I will put it upon you, and you will be a blessing. And then you will, anybody that blesses you is automatically blessed. Because of the anointing that I'm going to put on you. But anybody that curses you, they're finished. Praise God. I want you to stand to your feet here this morning. Now, the anointing that God wants me, that I ask the Lord to put into everyone's lives here this morning, is an anointing of total elevation, total lifting. Not just your finances, but in everything, every sphere and every aspect of your life. You know, some of you are backward on your jobs. You're having challenges and so forth. Some of you are in business. Your business is not prospering. You know, some of you, your life is stagnant. You know, where you should already have been in your life. You know, you are still many years behind. You know, and all of these things. You know, well, hear ye the word of the Lord this morning. God, he foresaw all that Israel was going to go through. In fact, in Genesis 15, he told Abraham, I want you to know of a surety that your people, you know, which he even didn't have a child yet, your people will go down to a strange land and they will be tormented for 400 years. But I will bring them out by a strong hand. And that nation that troubled them, I will punish that nation. Amen. Praise God. Now some of you have been sitting in Egypt for so long. And you know, even when the Israelites, when finally they came out of Egypt, the enemy had beat them down so long in Egypt. They would beat down the men, they would beat down their wives, they would rape their wives in their presence, and they would beat the men on top of it. And the men couldn't do anything about it. You know? And they didn't know how to defend themselves. They were so used to being beat down by the devil. And even when God brought them out, they wanted to go back to Egypt. Isn't that so pitiful? When God delivered them, they were still thinking of Egypt. And they didn't even know how to defend themselves. You know, so finally Moses had to teach them. He said, from this time forth, because he knew there was going to be the Amalekites and all these people they were going to deal with. And Moses said, look, from this time forth, it's going to be an eye for an eye. You know, if somebody slaps you, you're going to have to slap him back. Because they didn't know how to defend. Why do you think he told them all that? Just because he was trying to teach them how to defend themselves. But they didn't know how to do that. You know, there are some people of God that have been down and beat down by the devil for so long, they don't know how to be free. Are you still with me this morning?
Yes, sir.
But I want to tell you, because I sought the Lord for His mercy. If there's one thing that I prayed for God to have here this morning, is the mercy of God. I want anybody that says, my life has been shackled. The enemy has put chains in some areas of my life. Things are not like they should be. You know, the Bible says they that be planted in the house of the Lord shall be fat and flourishing.
Yes.
But perhaps you are not fat and you are not flourishing. You know, the Bible says that things shall be well with the elect. Maybe things are not well with you. You know, the Bible says you shall be above only and not beneath. But some of you are still beneath. Some of you are struggling. Even some of you students are in here. You are struggling with your education. But God said, I want you to be above only and not beneath. Praise God.
Amen.
And the eye of the Lord, the eye of the eagle, he has seen it. The enemy, he wants to put out your light. But he can't do it.
Amen,
amen somebody.
Amen.
He cannot do it. So if that's you in here this morning, you say, look, I want total lifting in my life. I want God to set me free. And Jesus said to them in John chapter 8 and 32. He said, if you know the truth, the truth shall make you free. And they said to Jesus, said, well, you know, what do you mean free? You know, we've never been bound and so forth like that. But they forgot they were bound all their lives and they are still bound. Jesus said to them, look, when you were in Egypt, you were physically bound. But now you are even more bound than you were then. Because he that committed sin is a servant of sin.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Anybody that commits sin, the Bible says you are the servant of sin.
Right.
And Jesus said, I'm the one that can bust you out of spiritual prison.
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Jesus will break the prison bars. Jesus, the Holy Ghost himself, the power of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. He's a jailbreaker in here this morning. He's going to break all those jails that are holding you back. Hallelujah. He's going to bust you out. And he said, you know, of course Jesus told him, it is the truth that you know. That shall set you free.
Right.
Truth by itself doesn't set anybody free.
Oh, yes.
The truth is the truth.
Yes.
But it is the truth that you know.
Right.
And you apply.
Yes.
That is the truth that sets you free.
Yes,
and Jesus said, if the Son of God shall make you free,
yes,
you will be free indeed.
Yes.
The kind of freedom that the Son of God brings is total lifting.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Now, if you want to experience that in your life, and I particularly challenge some of you who experience the anointing of increase when you believe what the Lord told you to do. Well, I tell you that that is only waters to the ankles. What God wants to do to you today or for you today, beginning today in your life, is like an avalanche of His blessings. Something that cannot be passed over. Hallelujah. If that's you this morning and you want total lifting in your life, you want total breakthrough in every aspect of your life, every aspect. Aspect that is backward. You know what it is. Your neighbor may not know what it is, but God also knows what it is. You know, hallelujah. And God is not a respecter of persons.
Yes.
But if you will humble yourself before the mighty hand of God in here this morning, then He shall lift you up.
Yes.
If that's you here this morning, I want you to step forward. Hallelujah. Step forward and receive total lifting for your life. Hallelujah. Step forward and let the power of Jesus break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain, Lord, in here this morning. Hallelujah. No matter what it is in your heart. You know, the Bible says, you know, this person said, look, I went with those that kept holy day. I went to the house of God with those that were jumping up and down. But there was still sorrow in the heart. Sometimes you people come to church, you know, you shout the victory and so forth. You see other people shouting, but there is still an area in your life that is hurting. There is still something in your life that is, you know, dark. That doesn't have the light of God in it. You know, If that's you here this morning, this is the day of rejoicing. This is the day of your deliverance. Praise God. You say, why? How do you know it? Because the Lord sent me here with this message. Praise God. I want you to lift up your hands. And I am going to anoint the hands in here this morning. I want you to say within yourself, first thing, I want you to say, Lord, I thank you for raising me up. I want you to begin to pray that prayer. Come on, everybody. Praise the Lord here this morning. That's what I want you to do. Don't pray any prayer. Don't ask the Lord to do anything. He already knows what he's going to do. You know, I wrestled with him all night long about that already. So don't worry about that. You know, I want you to just praise the name of the Lord here this morning. Just praise the name of the Lord. Can you praise the name of the Lord here, people? Just praise the name of the Lord in here. Praise the name of the Lord in here this morning. Just thank him. Say, Lord, I thank you for raising me. I thank you for raising me. I thank you for breaking the chains. I thank you for breaking the shackles. I thank you for breaking the Assyrian. Hallelujah. In my life. Praise God. I will now walk in the liberty wherein God has made me free. And I will no longer be bound again with the bondage of slavery. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah 52 and verse 2 says, rise up, O captive daughter of Zion. Shake thyself from that dust. Loose yourself from the chains around your neck. Those chains do not belong around your neck. Snap out of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift up your hands, everybody, and say, blessed be the name of Jesus. Come on, people, bless the name of the Lord your God in here this morning. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in here this morning. Bless it. The Bible says, look, praise waiting for thee, O Lord, in Zion. Is there praise waiting for God in your life? Can God check it out every morning to say, let me check it out. Let me check it out. And there is a praise coming from, resounding from your life to God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, every one of us that is in here this morning, we are needy people. But I thank you because you promised your mercy into the lives of the people here this morning. Hallelujah. When nothing else that we could do, mercy is the one that lifts us. Thank you for your mercy here this morning. So then, it is not of him that willeth. It is not of him that runneth, but it is of God that showeth mercy. And people of God, if only you understand in here this morning, what God means when he says, I will have mercy on whomsoever. I will have mercy on whosoever. I will have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to hold out your hand. I'm going to come through. I'm going to anoint your hand with oil. Now this anointing, when I put it on your hands, I want you to put it on your head and lay your hand on there for a few minutes and just receive it into your body from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive it for every aspect of your life, complete and total lift. Every area that you have been backward in your life, receive a complete and total lift. Amen. Every time that you got this close, always you got this close, and the next thing you know, you just miss it. That is a bondage, that is a chain that the devil has put in your life, and God wants to break it this morning. Hallelujah. Every area of your life that is void and without form, the Holy Ghost is moving here this morning. And he's going to restore order out of that chaos that is in your life. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to be in the spirit of praise right now. And I'm going to come through. I'm going to anoint your hands with oil. The Bible says, believe on the Lord your God, and so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. Hallelujah. Lord, we want to praise you here this morning. We want to thank you. We want to praise you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to do all the glory belongs to Jesus. All the glory belongs to Jesus. And I want everybody in here present this morning, I want you to give the glory to God for what He has already done in your life. The Lord has done it already. But you will begin to see the manifestation as you leave this church today. And next Sunday, by the grace of God, we're going to have a praise service and testimony service. And you, many of you, will have, you know, incredible testimonies to give already between now and next Sunday. If you believe that, you can say amen. All the glory belongs to God. Everybody in this place, sing with us. All over this place, lift up your hands before the Lord.